Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another Uncle Hack Podcast. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you back. Chart topping, baby. Chart topping. iTunes. What's good with it? I seen one girl. I should have wrote it down or at least took a screenshot. My phone is currently not in the room right now, but she wrote that U.S. girls listen to the Uncle Hack Podcast, and it's not just Canadians and fuckboys. So, and she rated me four or five stars. So get at me, dog. Get at me, boy. The ladies are listening to the Uncle Hack Podcast. That's where we're at in 2020. Women are now listening to my mouth speak. So what I'm really trying to say is you have a shot. You have a shot, gentlemen. Women are now dumber than they've ever been after listening to this. And you have a better chance of getting some pussy. So that's exciting, isn't it? That's wonderful. I'm happy to see that. Good for you. And if you... Oh, look at that. We got all sorts of other shit. And if you leave a nice little review on the iTunes, maybe I'll read it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm trying to bribe you into doing something I want you to do by writing your review on the iTunes fucking thing or the podcast review, so that way my podcast can be ranked higher. I don't know. You tell me. Today on the show, I'm calling this a show now. This is a show. This is where entertainment is at. Anybody can flip on a mic. Welcome to the show. This is a show. But today we're going to talk about a few things I seen on the weekend that's going to make you feel good about your life, okay? That'll be later in the episode. The attention span of humans. I just had a thought over the weekend, and I thought it was funny about the attention span of humans and how we can't even, like, riot anymore without our attention being just totally distracted in a different direction. We're like, oh yeah, we're gonna riot for 3 months, and then it's like on to the next. I've had enough with rioting. I think I'm gonna go back to TikTok dances. And to start this off, I think this is hilarious. You know, when you were a kid, you remember when you, oh, I kicked the camera. That's great. Sorry for that. Actually, I'm not sorry. Oh, the joy of Christmas. I'll just get into this. Let's get focused here. We got a fucking show to do, Brendan. We got a fucking show. These people tune in week to week to try and figure out where you come from, where you stand on in this godforsaken earth, what your viewpoint is on shit. I don't even think that. What we're going to be talking about later in the show, I'm feeling good about yourself. They listen to this because they're like, wow, be happy I'm not him. Imagine being that psychopath. Can't string a sentence together. He's fucking just borderline moronic. I cannot handle him, but I tune in every week so I can understand why my life is not so bad. It is not as bad as this dipshit that just sits here and thinks that he's funny. Okay, I understand why people listen to this. It's like, it's a good car accident. Every week, you know, a Thursday at 3 p.m., you're getting a good car accident to make yourself feel better. Well, I mean, this year's been bad, but it could be that bad. But the joy of Christmas, you remember when you were a kid, you're waking up, you're coming downstairs, and like you're the excitement, the joy. You just felt something that you just can't describe now as an adult. You're just excited. Santa gave a shit about you then. And now you're an adult. And Christmas is just a depressing time. When you're middle-aged, now I'm going to... Okay, I'll explain where I'm coming from here. You can't just throw that out. Like, Christmas, when you're a child and you come down, it's joy, it's cheerful, you know, you get gifts, there's food everywhere, there's no school, there's a lot to be excited about. As an adult, this is an atrocious time, especially if you don't have children, so that way you can get the joy from them. Christmas is a time where you can feel that joy again because you have children. You use them for your own personal gain. And fucking don't act like I'm not wrong. You're like, yeah, every fucking parent says it. They're like, yeah, you know, Christmases have been a lot better since we had Christopher around, you know. It's exciting again. He's excited about this stuff, and it makes me remember when I had joy, when I felt like I was going to conquer the world. Now here I am, worked the same job for 14 years, haven't been able to, you know, lose that 7 to 10 pounds I've been saying I was going to do for the past 8 years. You know, I got this thing barking in my ear. But these are the moments that are all worth it. This is the time where it all sheds away like a snake's skin. And I can feel that joy out of my child's enthusiasm. I get that joy. I do this for me at the end of the day. Not him, me. Is this battery seriously going to die right now in the middle of this? Let me just change this battery. There we go. Change the battery. For those watching on YouTube, that's it, you understand, okay? For those listening in the car, that's what that was about. We record these episodes video format as well. And I believe I was just talking about the joy of Christmas, right? Yes. And it's a time where you as a father or mother look at your child for any sort of excitement, you know? It's a selfish act. And nobody talks about it. Nobody, because every time I talk to any parent, they're like, yeah, you know, Christmas time is just nice because, well, now that I have a kid again, it's exciting. Before, I just hated it. And that's where I'm at in life. I don't have children. Hell, I barely have stable relationships with my family members and others, friends as well, enough to really find that care, that joy, you know, that time of year you're like, oh God, here we go. I gotta drive all the way down to my hometown to sit at my grandmother's house and listen to my aunt get drunk off a $5 bottle of Pinot Grigio and tell me about the luxuries of her deadbeat life. This is great. And once she's done and I get my ears have been just worked to the fucking limit and I go sit down for an ounce of peace and quiet, I then get the joy of my uncle telling us stories of the 80s, you know, peaked in high school. And that right there just makes me feel good. That to know that I'm not like, you know how you come to this podcast because it's a tire fire and you get to feel good about yourself. Me going to family events, that's what I get out of it. It's a sick, twisted enjoyment to know that I'm a step ahead. I'm just slightly, I got a little bit of an edge here. You know, I'm not completely down in the ditch, burnt to a crisp. I'm crawling my way out as I'm looking back going, it could be that bad. The same way you view me, which is kind of ironic if you think about it. You use this podcast as a place to come to and feel better about yourself. I use family events. You know, we get it's a lovely time. We're always one drink away from a Royal Rumble, and I do enjoy that because I don't hate a good fight. I do enjoy one. But you just never know when it's going to pop off. This isn't scheduled fighting. This isn't WWE where everything's scheduled. You just never know. It's the element of surprise that really captivates the moment and brings us closer and tears us apart as well as a family. And these are the moments that we cherish forever. And a lot of people just look at this like it's some sort of joke. And I think it is. I think it is. Especially in a small town. Now, in a small town, it's like you got to keep all your business under wraps. Everybody's running some sort of mafia and up to something. We're up here, you could talk to a guy 5 minutes in a bar and he'll tell you his grandfather was an alcoholic and used to beat him as a child. And he was molested by his grandfather before he committed suicide due to PTSD from the Second World War. Someone will sit there and tell you that. we're in a small town. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I heard your son got a DUI. Really? I didn't hear that. Meanwhile, you picked him up from the cop shop 45 minutes ago and dropped him back off at the lounge so that we can get a few more spins on the VLT. Try and pay off that charge. Mom, we're going to need a lawyer. Well, we're a little tapped for cash. Don't worry. I got a grade A plan. Foolproof, if you will. Drop me off at the lounge. The VLTs were spicy before I decided to hop in the car and go grab a pack of smokes. So foolproof. I'm going to turn that $40 into $29.98 after a few cocktails too, that is. So essentially what I'm telling you, I'm going to go down and have a little time. I'm going to have a little time to myself and reflect on what I did as a human being. And that's the kind of cloth I'm cut from. Oh, yes. Went off on a tangent there. But it is funny. I think it's absolutely hilarious that people will use their children for any sort of joy to get that feeling of emotion again. It's priceless to me. I think it's so funny. You know, we have nothing. Once you crack the age, listen, for you young bucks that listen to this, that are like 18 to, let's call it 25. 25 for me is when it really started to just kind of, I've never been a fan of Christmas, so that's a lie. But when I was a younger gentleman, you know, you were happy. A lot of your buddies came back from school. They're in the hometown again. You get a link up. And this is the kind of town that I'm from. This is the kind of town that I am from. The bar was open Christmas Day. So once you had enough of the family wrestling match, you could go down to the local tavern, meet up with the lads for a few whiskeys, where you could get absolutely shit-faced like the good old times. The good old times. Back when we used to all hang our hat in this one-horse town together, some of you left, some of you decided never to come back, which I don't disagree with. And you'd get together and you'd enjoy one another's presence until Cornfest would roll around. The old Cornfest. If you listen to the last episode, was it the last episode or the one before that? I think it was the one before that. And I gave you the breakdown of the origin of Christmas, Cornfest. So there was two times of year, you know. That's when everybody kind of came back to town. Where I'm from anyways. But yes, the bar is open. And like I was trying to explain to you before getting completely sidetracked on my own experience with all this bullshit and me giving you the wisdom of what I have collected over the years, that as you get older, the whole fascination behind Christmas just becomes more and more painful. It's a painful, painful time. Nobody enjoys it. Nobody likes it. Your grandparents like it because it's, you know, as they're wilting away, this is the last moments you get to see because all of us are way too fucking busy to pick up a goddamn phone and FaceTime them. Just be like, hey, yo, I'm living. And I'm even guilty of that, too. I'm calling myself out here on this. And it's funny because they give a shit because back in the day, they didn't have distractions. It was all about human interaction. Nowadays, we're so intertwined with the internet. We need it. It needs to be there happening in front of us. Our attention span is just torched. It's non-existent. None of us can hold a conversation past, sup? Not much, you? Not much. Okay. Did you see Nicole's Instagram post? No. Cool. That's about the extent of conversation nowadays. And it's hilarious. People are brain dead now. We have like I said, we got the attention span of about fucking a millisecond, 3 milliseconds about what you can hold. Where your grandparents, it was all about human interaction. You'd go over to your neighbor's house, get drunk. Where now, I feel like it's less and less. And like most people, like if somebody says hello to you in the grocery store, you're like, oh, fuck. Ah, shit. That's you inside your head. Like, is this maniac going to shut up? How am I going to get out of this? This is not what I intended to happen today. I'm not thrilled about this.
Time for a little ad read, brother. Listen, if you head to DangerCatShop.com, use the code HACK15.
What?
I said HACK15.
What?
I said HACK15. You'll get 15% off your order, brother. You understand me?
What?
I said you understand me. Also, you want to be a Danger Dong Patreon? You want to be a supporter of the show? Get an extra episode of the Uncle Hack podcast?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Uncle Hack. Why do I do that? Well, you head to Patreon.com, brother. You head to Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Sign up for the highest tier. If you want to be an executive producer on the podcast, you see all these names down in the description down below, don't you? You see them down below. You see them at the end of the YouTube video scrolling past your eyeballs, and you're thinking to yourself, brother, how do I do that? Well, you head to Patreon.com/DangerCats. Did I get that right? Yes. /DangerCats69, and you can become a supporter. We got a new sponsor on the show, brother. Mealcraft. That's right. You don't like cooking. I know you don't like cooking. Neither do I. That's why I use Mealcraft. You tired of eating Hungry Man's? You're tired of eating that blown out shit the old lady's been cooking for you? Of course you are. Of course you are. You're tired of her dry ass potatoes. You know, they don't got no zip to it. Head to Mealcraft.com. Use the code DC20, brother. Use DC20 and you can get pre-made meals. Do you understand me? That's right. Pre-made meals. You tired of doing your own meal prep, huh? You trying to get buff in this quarantine? Well, guess what? These fellas over at Mealcraft will take care of you with your nutrition, brother. So head on over to Mealcraft.com. Use the promo code DC20.
What?
I said DC20.
What?
I said DC20.
Where in their day, they were excited. It just chewed up more of their day. They had nothing but time. But somehow, over the years, we have made bullshit. I'm just busy. Nobody's that fucking busy. Nobody. I just ripped ass, and I don't know if you heard that. I laughed, and I ripped ass. That's what comes of age, too. Balding. The hatred of Christmas, and you shit yourself every time you laugh. Oh, but it is. It's horrible. As you get older, you just despise the holidays more and more and more. You start to realize that maybe you don't have that much in common with your family, other than a few cousins. Other than a few cousins that you shared memories with, and then you have the same interest. But other than that, you'd be like, this guy's kind of a fucking dipshit. I looked up to him. What the fuck was my deal here? Who allowed me to be around this man? I'm starting to question the parental decisions made in my youth on your behalf. I was just a mere child. I had no wits of what was going on. And you're over here sending me with old Bozo, who's half snapped, going to take us to the family farm and slaughter chickens. This doesn't happen. I'm just fucking talking nonsense here. But it is. It's insane. People are fucking insane. It was different times back then. It is hilarious now. I seen a... Oh man. First off, let's moving onward. The joy of Christmas is dead. As you know, you're a 25-year-old, saddle up, cuz know what's coming next. You're going to find a woman and you are going to spend majority of your time during the holiday season from December 1st to Boxing Day. It is going to be a constant argument. You and that woman will argue with one another about minuscule things, little things, like who's putting up the Christmas lights? Can we go see Christmas lights? The conversations that you will have over fucking light bulbs If you took a step back and just like watched the conversation, you'd be like, what the fuck kind of insanity is this? But you can't do that. But you can't do that because you want some pussy and she just so happens to have that. The one thing that you constantly chase is between her legs, and you cannot say anything to make those legs closed. You with me here, you young bastards? You can be like me and be open-minded, but guess where that gets you? Or be open-minded. Be very outspoken. Why did I say open-minded? Probably because I was thinking like, this would go great with a finger in the ass, and an old BJ and a finger in the ass. Keep the mind open. You never know what you could come across at any moment's time. In the drop of a hat, there could be a tongue in there, and sometimes you just got to go with it. But yeah, some of you young lads, you're going to find yourself in relationships, and in those relationships, you're going to be arguing with her about, oh, where are we going for Christmas? Well, do we got to bring anything? Oh, who are we buying gifts for? What are you going to buy me? And meanwhile, you're broke and you're sitting there, like, especially right now, you're probably sitting there thinking like, fuck, I was really hoping that we weren't going to buy each other anything. I've only known you for 3 months. Hell, we don't even shit in the same house together. I will leave. I will pretend like, hey, babe, you want a coffee? You want a coffee? I'll go get you coffee. Oh, I'll come with you. No. We do not need that. What I need you to do is just get comfy, babe. That's when you do all that sweet shit. And you lie. You're a fucking liar is what you are. You're lying through your teeth about it. Oh, no, babe. Whoa. I'll do it because I like you. The honeymoon stage. It's the worst for men because we just put on a fake and a front. Actually, women do too. I almost think like dudes just like we kind of just teetered off. But then we don't try and like do the whole change your bullshit and be like, okay, well, this is about time. Where I try and get him to dress how I like, and oh, you should wear a little more navy blue, even though you're a t-shirt and like black t-shirt, you know, your Motley Crue shirt gets thrown out. Oh God, could you imagine? And I just thought that it would be nice if you started wearing some of those fancy pants and got one of those perms that the TikTok kids have. And wouldn't it be nice? But what I'm getting at is your life is over after 25. You know, 18-year-olds think you're old. Especially, especially now. I'm 30 years old. I'm like, I see these guys. You're 30 years old. You fucking bear. You fucking ancient boy. You're ancient. It's time to give up all those dreams that you ever had. Look at you. Your hair's falling out. You're getting a little bit of thickness around the waist. It's all over from here. It's all downhill. Oh, God. I was just wringing the piss out of that eardrum there. I don't know what's going on in there, but I don't like it. But it is, certainly a different time in life. I do like I'm going through this weird time right now where I like to sit back and like reflect on things. And I don't know if that's a good thing or bad. And it's like weird to like look back and be like, wow, how dumb were you? Still dumb. I am dumb. I recognize it now of like my behaviors and actions and like how incorrect they are. And like, why did you think that was funny? Like, man, there's like so many like little things. I was on Google Maps, like just going through the town of Tabor for some reason. Cause I can't remember somebody's address. Somebody was showing me an address or something in a group chat with the fellas back there. And I'm going through and then I'm like looking at like, the Google Street View, and then like memories would come back and I'm like, oh God, is this what it's become? Is this where I'm at? Is this life now? Is that just me looking back and remember the good old days? Huh? Remember them days? Remember how nice those days were? And that's where I'm at in life now. It's just, I'm just a washed up loser looking at everything. Oh, that's where you made a mistake there, boy. See, you shouldn't have called your neighbor a cunt. Here's one for you if you're feeling down and in the outs. All right, one thing I did this weekend, I did sweet fuck all. I watched football and documentaries. And every now and then you just grab the phone and you just start scrolling, right? You start looking through all the bullshit that's out there. And,
I'm tired.
And I come across TikTok Lives. And if you want to feel good about yourself, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to go to download the app TikTok. And if you have it already, open it up while listening to this. And let me guess, when you open it up and you go and you find the lives that are on there, more than likely, if you click on that, then you can scroll up and see other lives that are on there. And it is just a plethora of pathetic fucking humans. The first one I came across was like, I can't remember what it was. It was like two kids fucking talking, or like two young kids making hockey takes or some shit like that. And then it was like, swipe up if you want to see more lives. Next up, there's some 52-year-old mom half snapped on a bottle of fucking cheap Chardonnay doing dances to songs from 2003 and singing them to an audience of 19. 19 people were sitting there watching them. I not only did I question her on what the fuck she was doing, 19 people were sitting there on their phone watching this go down. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know what? No matter how bad this pandemic is going to hit me, no matter how bad life is right now, it's not that bad. It's not that bad that you are drunk in a fucking kitchen in God knows where, listening to pop songs of 2003, singing them to an audience of 19 people. And I'm thinking to myself, how and why is this a good idea? Hey, I got an idea. I'm a little lonely. Just picked up a fresh bottle of fucking Chardonnay. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to set up the phone on the kitchen counter, lean it up against the bread that I'm going to put in the toaster here after I'm done this little live so mama can sober up. And then I'm going to start dicking back this bottle of wine and singing Lil Jon songs from 2003 to other losers that think that this is mildly entertaining. That's the peak of entertainment right now, is looking at people to make you feel better about yourself. That's what this episode is. And I know that's why you come here at times, to listen to me talk about these things. And even just hearing me talk could possibly put you in a better mind state to think like, at least I'm not there. I'm not in hack shoes. I don't have to do that. I am not that big of a deadbeat that I sit there and think my opinion matters, nor do I think my opinion matters. I'm just getting that out there. But ladies and gentlemen, you are not in a place where you're half snapped on cheap liquor in your fucking kitchen doing some lame karaoke show to 19 other deadbeats that find this entertaining. That's got to be a new low. If you find me on TikTok Live doing a karaoke show, you know what? Maybe I should start. I bet you that fucking bitch is making $2,000 a month doing that. Just sitting there getting completely torched by herself in her goddamn kitchen. From the window to the wall. To the wall. Till the sweat drops down my balls. Oh, these bitches crawl. One more bottle, motherfucker. One more bottle, goddamn. You imagine that? You imagine being a kid? Imagine being a kid. You know, you're fucking around on TikTok. You're at a sleepover at your boy's house. And you open up TikTok. Hell, what's your mom up to tonight there, Brandon? I don't know. Well, it looks to me that she's half fucking pinned in the goddamn kitchen sipping back a fresh bottle of Chardonnay, getting pissed to the gills, singing Rihanna songs from 2004. And you're like, oh, yeah, how about that? And the other kid looks, you can see him like slightly depressed. You know, he kind of puts his head down a little bit. The other kids are making fun of him, and he's not making fun of you. And he looks over and he goes, my mom does the exact same shit, man. And that's where you form a bond, and that's how friendships are made, people. When this other guy looks at you and just, yeah, my mom does that kind of shit too. And the both of you just look at one another and be like, I guess, where do we go from here? Form an alliance. Anybody that steps into our zone, we fucking decimate them. Our moms are both deadbeats. We've got that loud and clear. We've got that loud and clear. So this is where the path of friendship starts. Your mom fucking drunk as hell on a goddamn TikTok live. I couldn't imagine. I feel bad for some of these kids that are getting brought up into this shit. Oh, Jesus. Every time you open that tire fire, fuck, do I love that app, because of the reasoning being that I can feel good about myself every time I open it up. But the other flip side of the coin is some people need to, there's repercussions to actions, and some of these actions are your son being bullied by everybody in school because mom thought it'd be a great idea to start swinging her tits on fucking TikTok just to promote her fucking OnlyFans. Thank God. And you wonder why. Oh, how embarrassing. How fucking embarrassing. And everybody's so fucking sensitive too. Oh, I can't believe you'd make fun of her. She's just expressing herself. Oh, is that what we're calling it now? Substance abuse is a form of just expressing yourself online. That's what this is. Cheryl, 54 years old, loves coming home after working a good hard shift at the Dollar Giant. Loves to crack open a bottle of cheap Pinot Grigio. Huh? Little Pinot Grigio. On spicy nights like Saturday when her kids go over to some other fucking deadbeat parent's house for a sleepover, she cracks open a bottle of Chardonnay. And let me tell you, things get a little spicy when she scrolls down in her fucking playlist on iTunes. And she gets on that Saturday night fever. This thing is loaded up from every top 100 song you can think of. I'm in love with a stripper. And at this moment's time is when she's crawling up on the kitchen table and giving one of those like awkward, you know, like it's not a twerk, but it's more like she's just flexing her spine up and down and just trying to like be extra sexy. This is what women did back in the day. And, you know, there was no sense of twerking. Nobody understood how to twerk, especially white women. They needed the assistance of a wall so that way they could shake their ass. And the form of flirting was like this weird like hip swivel. If you watch the Christina Aguilera Dirty, like that's a good form of it. Now dummy that down to a very uncoordinated white female doing that, to where it's like this awkward hip swivel. And it was always like the girls you didn't want doing that. You remember them? Yeah, of course you do. There was always that girl in, like, I remember house parties that would just get a little too drunk and always had like that trashy bleach blonde hair and overdone makeup. It looked like she was knocking on the door of being a scene kid. You remember this? There was always like that chick that would do that, and like that dumb hip swivel to like songs of T-Pain. And you just thought to yourself, be like, wow, you have a long road ahead of you. And nobody knows where it's going to take you, but it's not fucking good. And that girl right now is your local waitress at a Boston Pizza. Yeah.
Hello, honey. How are you today, Toots? Oh, yeah, you want some? You want a Pepsi? You don't want a beer today, Charles? Okay. Chicken wings for the wife.
Always keeps a pen in between her tits because that's how classy she is, baby. Reliving the old days. It's like when you go back to your hometown. For me, it's always funny because I'm always running into guys like, you know, you don't have anything in common anymore. You don't got anything in common. So it's just like, so what have you been up to? It's just meaningless, pointless conversation that you don't want to have, but you want to be excited to talk to this person, but you just don't know where to go because, like, you're sitting over here, you got interests now that revolve around, like, yeah, you know, like, I'm really into this, like, higher thinking kind of shit, and I microdose mushrooms from time to time, and then I'm really trying to learn some new skills, like, I don't know, cooking, fucking, so you're really into smoking meats right now. And then that guy is just like, he's got his own interests and you're trying to find common ground, even where your sense of humor lies. Because mine has gotten more and more twisted over the years. Just because I don't know why. I just, the darker it is, the more it makes me laugh. Maybe out of nervous energy at times, but it definitely makes me laugh harder than a good old clean joke. A good old clean joke. Like, you're not going to catch me watching Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer? How do you say his last name? Bert Kreischer? You're not going to catch me watching his stand-up special. I respect him as a comic, and like, don't get me wrong, I'm not nowhere near his level. But I just don't like his comedy. Now, if you throw on, I like the podcast Comptown, and it's just heinous. It's heinous. Now, if I brought up some of the shit that I laugh about with my buddies to some of these guys that I used to hang out with, they would look at me like he's gone completely insane. This man has lost his mind. And I don't blame them for thinking that one bit. I don't blame them for thinking that at all. I don't think that they're in the wrong for thinking that, but I also don't want to sit there and have a fucking 15-minute conversation. So, what are you been up to? And then you got to relive the glory day. Hey, you remember that time? Remember that time when we were 15? It's like, Jesus Christ, George, we're fucking 30 years old. You're still living in those times? Nobody, and I repeat, nobody gives a shit. That was 2005. We're in 2020. It's a pandemic. Do you think I want to sit here and talk about the time that Cheryl, the BP waitress, showed her tits at a house party outside of town? Remember that time when Cheryl showed her tits? Makes me happy every time I go in there for some half-price wings, knowing I know what those nips look like, eh? And you look at him and you're like, what the fuck did you just say? Oh, nothing. Oh, what's that? Oh, the wife's calling me. I gotta go. Yeah, thank God. Yeah, I guess I do know what Cheryl's nips look like. Vivid memory. I'm just really hoping not to remember. Yeah. Those are the good old days. Those are the times that we love. Those are the times that we feel and we need. And going into this holiday season, I hope that you all feel loved. I hope that you all feel the joy of a child going into Christmas. I hope that you feel the anger and angst of my aunt that is going to have four bottles of wine in her before noon. One of them being a whole bottle of champagne because, God forbid, we can't start the day without a drinky poo. Life's a little, life could be a dream. The attention span of humans is dwindling as the days go on. We're noticing it more and more. The apps are just spit-firing content at us, keeping us locked in. Everything's rapid fire. We can't just sit and watch something and learn it anymore. You're like, Jesus Christ, I had fucking just started this job yesterday. Why don't I have a fucking raise? You know, nobody's under the concept of time is just disregarded at all costs. And, you know, it even boils down to, ugh, what the fuck was that? It even boils down to, this made me laugh thinking about it, like, are we done rioting? Are we done rioting? Are we done looting? Is that over and done with? Like, our attention span is so bad now in 2020 that we're like, hey, we're going to go beat the hell out of a Walmart. And then, well, that was fun. What do we do next? Social justice has been fought. Now that, you know, the orange man is out of office. It's cold in Canada. It's way too cold in Canada to go out and protest in the streets. And that's what I mean. Like, our attention span, you know, I fell for it. I was a fucking idiot and posted the black square. I thought I did something nice. I didn't really look into it. I was just like, I did the thing that I shouldn't have done. I just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And just didn't look into it. Didn't even think about it. Posted the black square and felt like a fucking jackass afterwards. Do I think that there is some racial injustice? No, I'm joking. Of course. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, oh, you ready for this? Oh, wow. That is just, that's not right. That's not right. Why am I even talking about it? It angers me just talking about all that dumb shit that goes on in America that somehow influences Canada to this degree of like where we think that all of America's problems exist in Canada. Well, the Constitution says we don't have a fucking Constitution. Or your amendments. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking amendments. I am all over the map today. I apologize. Most weeks I am. By the time Monday rolls around, like, I spend Sunday laying in bed just thinking. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what should I talk about on the episode? I record these on Monday. And if you want them earlier, and if you've missed the ad that probably happened sometime in this episode, you can get them on the Patreon. If you fell off your fucking wallet. But it is a bit of a joke that our attention span is so low that we can't even just, like, hold on to something long enough. And it makes me laugh. Everybody you talk to, be like, yeah, I would do that, but I feel like it would just take a lot of time. I've been doing this now, the whole Danger Cats thing, for 3 years. 3 years, and I feel like I've barely gotten started. And... you know, I've talked to a few guys that have started like Instagram pages and they're like, well, mine's not as big as yours. Yeah, but I've been posting consistently for 3.5, almost 4 years. We're coming on the 4-year mark coming 2021. For 4 years, I've been adamantly at it, creating the brand and promoting it and doing these certain types of things to keep like progression happening. And nobody like, well, that seems like a lot of time that you put into that, boy. Yeah, but I'm working for myself now is the enjoyment out of it. And well, I don't think I could ever do that. I think that would take a lot out of my time schedule, though that's what I've sacrificed. I don't think I would enjoy that. I don't think that would be fine by me. Yeah, that's like my attention span is getting like, I shouldn't say it's like dwindling, but it's definitely like, if it doesn't pique my interest, I'm like, I don't know if it's like me giving less fucks or if it's just like, I know what I like and don't like now. So it's just easier to sift through shit. I'm thinking it's more towards that. I do have an exciting episode for you guys next week. I'm interviewing a prostitute, and that should be interesting as hell because I got so many fucking questions. I'm not going to be a dick on it by any means. Like, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm all for it. By all means, you know, I make fun of the whole OnlyFans things, but I hate it when people cover it and try and mask it like they're doing something nice for you. Doing something nice by subscribing to my OnlyFans, you know, like I'm helping people. You're not. the prostitute is actually helping people because it's like human-to-human interaction. And I did a pre-interview with her already to make sure she was comfortable with it and all that. And I'm not going to be a dickhead. Yeah, you know what? This woman chose this choice. This is her life choice. She's actually very intelligent, I found. Very well-spoken, well-rounded. Can hold a conversation. Isn't just like a hole to fill. She does numerous crazy things. But it's like the she woman and man hater club, you know, these women that hate men, but then try to use them to, you know, subscribe to my OnlyFans, you fucking pig. Some dudes are into that, getting talked down to and shit like that, and you're attracted to it. And hey, don't let me tell you any different. Whatever the fuck you're into, you're into. I can't. But if you're being taken advantage of, I think it's a good, maybe it's time to look in the mirror, Big Papa. Maybe it's time to look in the mirror and understand what the hell is going on. But it is, it's simple little things like that that just drive me insane. It drives me insane, this whole, like, fuck the feminist movement. It is, like, there's some shit that's pretty cool, like that chick that scored the first point in NCAA history in men's football. That's pretty badass, but let's be real, that's going to be the peak of it. Like, call it what it is. You're not going to see a female linebacker playing NCAA sports or NCAA football, especially Division I. I think a kicker is about the height you're going to get, unless we start letting trans athletes or whatever it may be. Who knows? At this point, in 5 years' time, I'm hoping to be the fuck out of North America, because what a cesspool of thinking we have here. One moment, we're yelling and screaming at one another in the streets about our political agendas, and the next minute, we don't even know who's allowed to be in sports and who isn't. We'll let some chick juice up to be a man, but then the man juices and it's illegal, and we just got all this shit going on. Nobody knows what the fuck's happening. Insane. And that's what I asked Santa Claus for Christmas, was joy. Bring a little joy into my fucking life. And a Latina named Maria with some big titties. Some big titties. Some big titties. A Latina named Maria with some big titties. Fuck. He's losing his mind, ladies and gentlemen. He's just sitting by myself for fucking way too long. There's like four people I talk to. And two of them are on the phone all the time. One's my cousin. And then I see the missus and I talk to my mom. Those are literally, like, I don't get no human interaction outside of that. Maybe some texting here and there in a group chat, but it sucks. This is insane. Another lockdown. Here we are in another lockdown. Today is the first day for us Albertans. And I don't know. At the same time, I get it, but at the same time, I don't. It's just, your opinion doesn't matter. I'm not a doctor. I'm never going to be a scientist. So I just keep my mouth shut at this point, because what good does it do? I'm not going to get into arguments on Facebook with 54-year-old men that just figured out what a fucking selfie was yesterday. Remember when your parents got Facebook and you're like, thank God I still got Instagram? And they're like, oh yeah, the Facebook. I'm on the Facebook. Now your parents have like every app. I feel bad for these kids. Like, your parents literally have every app. Your mom is twerking on TikTok. You cannot escape it. My generation, all right, millennials are now having children. And we grew up with the internet. We were the first youth, you could say, that are growing up with the internet, or were growing up, past tense, that grew up with the internet. And now we are having children, and some of these kids are 5, 6, 7 years old. Some of you got knocked up in high school, so your kid's fucking 15. You know, some of you have a 15-year-old kid that understands everything that you're up to on the internet and is smarter with those apps than you are, because those friends of theirs tend to figure out technology 10 times quicker than you. And now these kids can't escape it. You know, mom's on TikTok twerking. Mom is on TikTok twerking. Your kid cannot escape it. I feel bad for these fucking kids now. Because some loser mom right now is trying to be a thirst trap for men to get them to subscribe to her OnlyFans so that way they can make the fucking rent payment this month. That's where some of these kids' parents are at. Dad left because mom was a dumpster fire, or the old man was just a deadbeat, and he was like, well, it's time to get out of this one-horse town. I feel like there's something bigger out there for me. Only to realize that the world is just a dark place, and now he's an alcoholic living underneath a bridge, working part-time. What's he working part-time as? Well, let me tell you. He's working part-time as an apprentice plumber. But he just can't quite get the work, and he can't kick the drinking. He's been sent home numerous times. He's been kicked off job sites. The union, he's been fired from a union. So that's just a disgrace. Oh, Lord Jesus. Can't believe that happened to him. And now the child has to watch its mother grow up. As it grows up, it has to watch its mother twerk on TikTok to convince men to click my link in the bio for a $10.99 a month subscription to my OnlyFans. Power to you if you're actually making money off that shit. By all means, don't let me discourage you from letting your titties make you a living. Who the fuck am I? Because if I had a set of cans that were worth looking at, if I even had a dick worth looking at, oh yeah, I got to do them feed pics. I forgot to send that guy those feed pics for the Patreon users. My God, that's right. Some guy was asking me about feed pics a while back, and I forgot to take the photos and send it to him. I never got paid yet. There's $20 sitting in lieu waiting for me to collect the check, get the bag, as some of these whores say. It's a beautiful time. I can't wait for this. It's the pandemic is one thing, but it's the Christmas shit. Every time I walk into a fucking store and I'm hearing like Boney M. Christmas special fucking music, it just, oh God, I feel my stomach tie into knots and make me want, I just want to pull out my small intestine and string myself up from the rafter. Prove a point. This is awful. And then on top of it, you got the pandemic on it. So now you're just sitting alone in your one-bedroom apartment contemplating, where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? What did I do incorrect? How did I get here? Why am I not in Barbados getting my asshole licked by a 19-year-old that just wants a green card? Why am I not there? Where did I make a mistake? How is this not happening? Why am I not drinking alcoholic beverages out of a fucking coconut right now? And I blame my parents, quite honestly. They should have put a little more effort in to set me up for life. As every millennial, oh man, oh God almighty, this made me laugh today. So a grown man, I see this and it makes me laugh. It's like grown men these days will sit there and call guys are my age and younger. I'm 30 years old now. So let's call it 50. 50-year-old men now look at me and younger, or some of you, and call you a snowflake. But God forbid you comment on one of their fucking pictures on Facebook or Instagram or all that and chirp them a little. Oh, man, you can live rent-free in their fucking head forever. That just destroys them to know that somebody made a bad comment about them on the internet. Listen, I've went through 3 years of some people hating my fucking guts and wanting me done, destroyed. I've gotten messages, I've gotten death threats. I've been told to kill myself numerous times. numerous, numerous times. And thankfully, no, well, to be honest, nobody's gave me clear instruction on how, or else the job would have been done. Just kill yourself. Come on, give them a more descriptive answer. Like, how do you want it done? I'm not just going to go do it for your pleasure to know that I'm dead. How do you want it done? Like, what's the recipe here? You don't just tell a chef, I'm hungry. What are you hungry for? So if you're going to tell me to kill myself, at least give me a fucking good, decent recipe. What am I going to need? What are the ingredients? Where is it going to be done? What temperature does the fucking oven need to be? And this guy fucking can't handle one little comment on the internet. And it's like, listen, you've been calling people snowflakes for the past 5 years. Hey, you little libtard, you little liberal snowflake. You little pussy. What's the matter? Words hurt. And now he gets a glimpse of it on the internet and he's crying like a little pussy. that's where we're at. These are the things that I find amusement in. Oh, man. It's the dark part of the world that I enjoy the most. It is. It's a beautiful place to be in. It's a beautiful place that you can just enjoy little things like that, like watching people crumble. I don't like to see people in a bad mood, but when somebody has it coming out, all those years of just being like, oh, what's the matter? You a pussy? Huh? You can't handle the old man ribbing you a little bit? And then when that person has a little bit come back to them, but in our world, baby, welcome to the internet. Remember when the internet was just a cowboy world and we'd just tell, like, fuck. The shit that we would say to each other on Xbox Live in a Modern Warfare fucking chat room right before the big match. I don't know what it's called. I'm not a big gamer. Was just despicable. These are things, if you could go back in chat logs and bring that shit up, motherfuckers going to jail. People will be locked up. Goodbye. There is no seeing the light of day. Now these old fucks can't handle a little comment on Instagram. Well, boys and girls, I guess, like the joy of Christmas, I'm going to vanish. I appreciate you tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Next week, we got a doozy for you. Oh, that'll probably be the week of... Is that the week of Christmas? I think it is. How lovely. Huh? Little prostitution on Christmas. It don't get any better than that. Merry, that's my gift to you. Ho, 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 ho. No pun intended. And I just want to give a thanks to all the Patreon Danger Dongs. Your name is down in the description below. You've made this podcast easier to do. I've been able to pick up some new equipment, and I appreciate you supporting it. If you want to be a supporter of the Uncle Hack Podcast, you get yourself an extra episode, and this episode would be earlier. And if you want your name in the rolling credits on YouTube, also in the description down below, become a Danger Dong, baby. Become a Danger Dong. And I thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. I promise in 2021, I'll be funnier.